For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. FBI documents released under the Freedom of Information Act showed the agency believed that former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was singled out for recruitment by the Russian government. President Trump, who is spending the weekend at his New Jersey club, fired off a series of tweets blasting his own Department of Justice after it released more than 400 pages related to foreign surveillance warrants targeting Carter Page. It describes the former Trump campaign advisor as an agent of a foreign power and states, quote, "The FBI believes that Page has been collaborating and conspiring with the Russian government." Bipartisan lawmakers say the documents do not show any wrongdoing by investigators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A new poll shows 56% of Americans disapprove of President Trump initially expressing doubts about U.S. intelligence conclusions that Russia meddled in the 2016 election. Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida appeared on CNN's State of the Union.
I don't like the way this was handled throughout the week. I wish it would have gone differently. My job in the U.S. Senate is to push for policies that ensure that no matter what is being said, what actually happens is good for America. And it's not good for America to have any country interfering in our elections, any, but especially Vladimir Putin, who believes that weakening us is what's going to make him stronger.
Tiger Woods made a run at the British Open, but he fell short.
Well, I made a few mistakes there. I drove in the rough with, you know, 2-3 irons there at 11 and 12. The grass grabbed the shaft on both of them, and, you know, I made a couple mistakes, on 11 around the green.
Woods finished 3 shots behind the eventual winner, Francesco Molinari of Italy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A survivor of the Missouri duck boat accident speaks out about the horrific tragedy that happened. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
Jesus and prayers. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sides. He said, I'm going to show you where they are. What you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm going to do it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Some money was stolen at a fundraising event for the children and victims of last month's knife attack at a Boise apartment complex. $2,000 was taken from the donation jar at the event. The most watched movie over the weekend is not Mamma Mia.
Long time ago, different life.
Now you come back.
Yes, I'm looking for something.
Equalizer 2, starring Denzel Washington, edged out Meryl Streep and Cher in the Mamma Mia sequel. For USA Radio.